the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this Lord's Day broadcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share a portion of your worship experience with us today, and I promise you won't be disappointed as we have another great song for you today, and we're beginning a brand new series today. As you remember, our last series ended 2 weeks ago, and of course, last week was Easter, and we had a special message for you. But today, we begin our new Sunday-only series entitled Salvation, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. This series will go on into October, so tune in each and every Sunday. Right now, let's hear We're Marching to Zion, and then Dr. Green.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's crown. We're marching through Emmanuel's crown. To fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Save to the uttermost, I am the Lord. Jesus, my Savior, salvation affords. Gives me His Spirit, a witness with Him, whispering of pardon and saving from sin. Save, save, save to the uttermost, save, save by power divine. Save, save, save to the uttermost, Jesus the Savior is mine. Save to the uttermost, Jesus is near, keeping me safely, He casteth out fear. Trusting His promises, how I am blessed, leaning upon him, how sweet is my rest. Safe, safe, safe to the uttermost, safe, safe by power divine. Safe, safe, safe to the uttermost, Jesus the Savior is mine. Safe to the uttermost, cheerfully sing loud alleluias to Jesus my King. Ransomed and pardoned, redeemed by his blood, cleansed from unrighteousness, glory to God. Saved, saved, saved to the uttermost, saved, saved by power divine. Saved, saved, saved to the uttermost, Jesus the Savior is mine.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Direct us, our Father, as we look into thy word today. May thy will be done. May souls be saved as we discuss day by day salvation, how to be saved, and what salvation consists of and what it does for us. Lead us, our Father, and direct us and help us to see and understand the doctrine that is laid down in the Bible concerning salvation, thy word. Teach us, O God, teach me that I may teach. Direct me that I may rightly divide thy word, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I read in Psalms, the book of Psalms, the third psalm, and verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Now, the psalmist is saying to you and to me, salvation is the Lord's. That is, it belongs to the Lord. And if you are ever saved, and if I'm saved, and I am, then salvation comes from the Lord. Now, in Jonah 2 and verse 9, we read these words, Jonah 2:9, the Old Testament book, Jonah 2 and verse 9, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Now, if something belongs to someone, then it is theirs to sell, to trade, or to give. If I own an automobile, if you see an automobile parked there, and you say, that belongs to Brother Green, you're saying that the automobile is the property of Brother Green. Now, if it's mine, then I can give it to you, I can sell it to you, or I can trade with you for another automobile or for something else of value. Now, if I desire to do so. Now, if I don't want to, if it's mine, then I'm not forced to. Thank God, under our economy, we are free to buy or sell or trade that which belongs to us, but we are not compelled to trade with a neighbor, that is, under ordinary circumstances. If the state, if we have property, and of course it's condemned, then we must sell it. That is, if it is hindering progress, or if it's somewhere where it is needed for some legitimate reason, then the state can condemn it, but that's beside the point. What I'm talking about, salvation belongs to God, and God can sell it, trade it, or give it to you, to me, or if he desires, to a limited group, or to all. If he so desired, he could give salvation to one class or color or nationality. But we'll see as we study, and I must say this now, because if I don't, somebody will misunderstand. We'll see as we study that salvation is God's. It belongs to God, and God does give. He does not sell. He does not trade salvation to you for something in return. Salvation is belongeth to God. Salvation is God's, and He gives salvation to whomsoever will, that is, to whosoever will, that in anybody, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference the color of your skin, your nationality, or your social standing, monetary standing. Now, that has nothing to do with it. Now, salvation is singular. That is, there are many religions, but there is only one salvation. There are many persuasions, but only one salvation. Now, that's what we're going to talk about. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Now, the psalmist tells us that, and in Jonah 2 and verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. That is, it belongeth to the Lord, is of the Lord, and it's His to give. Now, the thing that I want to know, what is salvation? There are varied and sundry doctrines, dogmas, ideas, and religions teach various ways and methods and means of salvation. But I dogmatically declare without apology, without fear, without favor, that salvation is laid down in the Bible, that is the plan of salvation, I should say, is laid down in the Bible clearly in words that are easily understood if you read the Bible and let the Holy Spirit direct you and not listen to men. I don't want you to listen to me. I mean that. I want you to hear my voice. But I want you to hear the Word of God. And if I come to you during the days that we'll study salvation, if I come to this radio, if I come to this this equipment, and if I send out a message on the radio, if I sit here at my desk and I declare this is my idea, this is the way I see it, this is the way I believe you ought to do it. Now, if I tell you that, you forget it. You forget it. Don't you do anything that I say, this is my understanding or my way. But if I say, here it is in the Bible, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, you believe that. You believe that. Now, if I say to you, I think God loved, and I think God gave, and I think Jesus died, now don't you believe that, because that's me thinking. But this is God Almighty speaking. Listen, the Bible is the Word of God. How do you know that, Brother Green? That's another series. And I'm preaching now on salvation. I could use the days and weeks and months to tell you how I know there is a God. I know there's a God. I know that. I know that. I hear that France has a president, England has a queen. But I've never seen them in person. I've seen pictures, but I've never seen them. I've never seen a picture of Jesus. Oh, I've seen paintings, but I'm talking about a photograph. I've never seen a picture of God. No, I haven't. And I've never seen a drawing or a painting of God. I've seen paintings of Jesus. I've never seen the Queen of England. I've never seen the President of France. I've never seen in person the dictator of Russia. I hear there is one, but I can't dogmatically affirm that there is, because I've never seen Him. I've never met Him. But I've met God. Have you seen Him, preacher? Don't need to. Don't need to see Him. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God. The psalmist says, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Now, that's enough for me. You see, I don't believe anything I can understand. That's another series. We won't go into that, because you've just said something that's not true. Because every one of us believe many things every day that we cannot understand. I don't understand a jet airplane. I couldn't build one. I couldn't fly one. But I believe they are, because I hear them. I hear them many times go over the Gospel Hour office. I can't see them. They're so high and they're flying so fast. I can't even see them, but I hear them. Now, I've heard God. Did you hear His audible voice? No, I heard Him speak to me. From the Word of God, in the Word of God. This Bible is God Almighty's Word, verbally inspired, God-breathed, God-given, and Holy Men wrote it down. All right. Now, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation belongeth to the Lord, and salvation is the Lord. Salvation is the Lord. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Paul, writing to a young minister named Titus, said, and he is saying not only to Titus, he's saying to you, he's saying to me, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God. Now listen, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, God so loved, and God gave, God set forth, God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now, Jesus is our Savior. He is our salvation. Now, what do I mean by that? Christ in you. Not around you, not Christ in heaven, but Christ in you. Now, preacher, how can Christ get into me, or in my heart? Now, that is another question that needs a Bible answer. In Colossians 1:27, I just quoted part of the verse, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, this is a great mystery, Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it is made known through the Scriptures. How do I possess Christ? By faith, by faith. Well, now, what is faith? What is faith, and what kind of faith, and how do I get the faith to possess Christ in my heart? How does that happen? As many as received Him. Now, that's your part. But to as many as received Him. Now, you know how to receive anything. I mean, doesn't make any difference if it's a penny, or $1,000 bill, or a new automobile, or just a piece of bread. You know how to receive something from someone. So, we read, I gave to you, John 3:16, God loved, God gave. Jesus came into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Now then, how do I receive Him? As many as received Him. How do I receive Him? By faith. How do I get the faith? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Now back to John 1:12, where I was reading. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He the power. He gives the power, gave He the power, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born. Now, what did you have to do with your physical birth? How much did you contribute, my friend? How much did you contribute to your physical birth, your physical life? How much did you contribute to your being in this world physically? You know, God bless you, how much you contributed. You are alive because of your parents. Your parents had the ability to reproduce life according to God's plan of reproduction on the part of man. You are alive because of your parents. Your parents gave you physical life as far as God planned humans, that is, men, women, mankind, to reproduce by means of birth. By means of birth. There are some precious couples that would, if they could buy, I don't mean go out at a slave market. I mean if they could pay money. If they could give $10,000 to missions and God would guarantee them a little child, a little baby, they'd gladly, there are couples who could do it. They have the money. They could give $10,000, $25,000 if they could have their own little baby, their own little child. But some couples cannot. Others can and won't. But some cannot and desire to have children in the home because children make a home out of a house. Now, that's right. Children make a home out of a house. And there are couples who would give anything they possess, if they could be parents and if there could be a little child in their home of their own. Now, some can reproduce, some cannot. But listen, God never fails. If you want eternal life, if you desire salvation, God never fails. If you'll come believing and receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, you've heard the word God loves. You've heard the word God gave. All right, God so loved, God gave, and the grace of God brings salvation. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, brings salvation by means of grace. And grace becomes ours by faith, and faith becomes ours by hearing by the Word of God. And the Word of God is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, human blood, nor of the flesh, nor the will of the flesh, no. Human blood, human flesh, no, but born of God. Born of God. God does the borning. God is the possessor of salvation. Salvation belongs to God. God gives salvation by means of grace. Grace brings salvation. And the grace that brings salvation is Christ. He is our Savior. He is our salvation. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. And the only way that Christ can come in your heart is by means of the spiritual birth, and that's God's miracle. When you believe on Jesus, God puts within you divine nature, 2 Peter 1:4. God puts within you, God imputes righteousness. God imputes righteousness, and you are a possessor of divine nature in the person of the Holy Spirit. And when you talk about God, you're talking about God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And you cannot dissect and separate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as having to do with salvation. God loved us, Jesus died for us, and the Holy Spirit convicts and draws men to Christ. Now let me tell you something. You may join every church in America, be baptized in the baptistry, the River Jordan, or anywhere else you want to be baptized. You may live the very best you know how. You may give money. And Paul tells us that you may give your body to be burned. You give all of your goods to feed the poor, and you give your body to be burned. But you have not profited one thing, my friend, not one thing. You can do all that, but you're lost. The only way to be saved, the only way to become a possessor of salvation, is by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of God. Receive him by faith. And the only way to get faith, you can't work it up or pray it down. You get faith by hearing the Word of God. So I've given you the Word. God loved you. Jesus died for you. The Holy Spirit's dealing with some of you right now. Right now. The Holy Spirit is dealing with some of you. Receive Jesus now. And let Jesus save you. Father, save, oh God, save that soul that's under conviction now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. And before we close the program today, I want to let you know that we are in the second and final week of our Gift Offer G. Gift Offer G, G is in Green, my name. Now, Gift Offer G contains three items, a book by my mother where she answers many, many questions sent in by our listeners. Then we have a soul-winning booklet and also a song written by one of our staff. And Offer G is aimed at Mother's Day. We were thinking of Mother's Day when we put this offer together. And I know you will want to honor your mother, whether she is still living or has passed away. Now, Gift Offer G is available to you if you simply request it by name, Offer G, and send the donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Please send more if you can. If you can send $15, 2025, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to help us keep the program on the air. I would appreciate it very, very much. But if you will ask for Offer G and send the donation of at least $10, I will send you first the book by my mother, hardback book, 160 pages long, entitled Bible Questions Asked Most, Volume 2. Now, these are questions sent in by our listeners over the years. A lot of them were repeated, and so she put these in the book. This is Volume 2. Now, there's a subject index and a scripture reference index also, and I know you will enjoy reading through and answering, reading the questions in this book. Then we have the soul-winning booklet, Love is What the World Needs, and that is so true. We need to love our mothers and love the unsaved, get them to Christ. Finally, Mother's Song, a song written by Michael Ellis, who's our sound engineer. I know you will enjoy it very much. So, to get all of this wonderful material, just ask for Gift Offer G and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.